Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Rosetta Health Podcast Series. Today we're speaking with Buff Kolchagoff, CEO of Rosetta Health, about a recent article he authored for HIE Answered titled Healthcare CIOs for Health Exchange Problems Solved with a Universal Bus for Healthcare. And Buff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. Thanks.
Excellent. Good. Well, thanks for joining. I know this is our first podcast, and this is really an exciting one because this comes on the heels of this article that you recently wrote. So let's start from the top. Give us a high-level overview of your recent HIE Answers article, which is really about solving health exchange problems with what we call a quote-unquote universal bus for healthcare. So tell us more about that.
The industry have noted that sometimes healthcare seems like it's, you know, a couple decades behind other industries, right? They've had sort of data ubiquity in other industries for a long time. Why is it so hard in healthcare? And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that, but I think the time is now, right? It's coming where we're going to have health records that be able to move between systems and be able to move between communities. Obviously appropriately and securely, but you know, you'll be able to get the health information you want and use that in decisions, clinical decisions that's going to change outcomes. So the article's really sort of this idea of, you know, is there a universal bus for healthcare that we can jump on board with? And I believe there is.
That's great. And one of the things that you tackle in the article is the difficulty for the seamless exchange of data in the healthcare arena, especially when it comes to patient records. Why is this challenge there? Why do we have this difficulty now or still?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a number of factors that are driving that. First off is the human body is the most complex machine on the planet, right? So, I mean, there's a certain amount of complexity in that, right? The data set is massive. So that's one thing, but that doesn't answer all the questions. A big thing has been that there haven't been standards, or the standards have addressed certain parts of it. So you end up with a piecemeal. You end up with these silos, if you will, of, you know, data exchange. The other thing is, there hasn't been, and this is probably the biggest thing, there hasn't been real financial incentives to moving data in this way. There's been financial incentives, like maybe within a hospital setting, to move from their, you know, inpatient to their outpatient. So we're okay at doing that. But then when we try and do, you know, statewide exchanges where you get information about people across an entire state, we're not good at that. And with the Affordable Care Act, with meaningful use through the stimulus package that started these things, you're starting to see, you know, people with financial incentives or disincentives to, you know, lower hospital readmits. Now it's fertile ground for, we really need a lot of data. I mean, that's what we're hearing out there. And big data is coming in all industries, but it's hitting health information and clinical health information hard. And that's what's spurring this. So and plus, many vendors had a, you know, reason to sort of silo data, because then they could offer services just to that made it hard for other vendors to come in and interrupt that. That's changing now.
Got it. So tell us about some of the new cloud-based solutions that are emerging, which can serve, like you mentioned, as this universal bus for clinical information exchange. This seems to be the solution, right?
Well, I certainly believe it is. You know, I describe the way that we've done health exchange before as a cottage industry. It's usually point to point. It's usually, I need to connect this system to this system. And it's usually sort of, the use case is limited, right? There's a certain protocol that we want to go. I need to move you know, radiological images from this place to this place. And so it has been a cottage industry, you know, saying, oh, why don't I just put that together? I think it works for that. But now we're seeing scenarios where you're saying, gee, I need to be able to pull information from 700 different sites and be able to do population health analysis across that. that sort of one-to-one, you know, handcrafting those connections just isn't going to work. So what you're seeing now is a movement to taking that technology and expertise and putting it into cloud-based platforms that can really do that much more efficiently, much more with a lot less effort, labor, and both able to do kind of go across all the silos. And that's really what we're talking about with the Universal Bus. It's not like there's a new standard. It's like now with the cloud, there's the ability to incorporate all the standards and everything into one and really make it simple to access.
That's great. Now, how big is this going to be, especially when it comes to the demand for health data? You kind of talked about that a little bit, about like kind of the big data arena, but tell us about this coming revolution, if you will.
It's a good question. You know, you could put numbers around it. You always read these numbers that say billions, but I mean, what's very encouraging is the demand side, right? There's just this huge demand. So one of our clients is the statewide HIE for Michigan, and they're moving about 95%. They're putting health records for every discharge, for about 95% of the discharges that go through acute care hospitals in Michigan right now. So that's now a huge shift, right? That's a major network with a lot of data going through it. And that allows certain things to be done. Obviously, if you're trying to coordinate care to reduce hospital readmits, it makes sense to have this kind of massive amount of data going to the appropriate people, whether it be payers or whether it be primary care physicians or whether it be care managers. But, you know, that's the demand that's pulling this. So everybody's trying to reduce healthcare costs. We all know that. Everybody's trying to increase outcomes, and they're screaming, we don't have the data. In fact, actually, with that Michigan example, it started out just doing, you know, sort of one slice of the data. And after they started working with that, they said, this was great, but we need more. So let's expand the pipe a little bit. Let's get more data. When you have these sort of cloud-based solutions that are scalable and can talk all the different silos, it's easy to pull more data. It's not like you're going back to the drawing board. So this is what's happening. A number of states have already got services like that, but you're starting to see this with ACOs and population health vendors looking to this more and more.
Great stuff. So tell us about how Rosetta Health fits into all of this.
Yeah. So we've got a cloud-based platform that speaks just about every standardized language for exchange out there, starting with direct secure messaging, but doing HL7V2, which is the most common, and going, you know, through the IHE profiles and even FHIR, which is the big technology that everybody's talking about now. But we don't believe any one is the solution in every case. We see this over and over again. You really got to be able to talk to all of them, because you never know when you go to a specific site. There's over 1,000 certified EHRs in the land right now. You don't know who you're going to be connecting up with or what particular silo or dialect they're going to be speaking. So really, you want to be able to speak to all of them. But from your point of view, if you're a big data vendor or you're just trying to get the data, access to the data or push data, you want one interface. So that's what's so exciting about Rosetta Health. We move over 1 million health records a month now, which is really great, and we're scaling out more. And what we've heard from our big data vendors is, if we had known this, you know, a year ago, we would have been pushing a lot more in this direction. Why are we doing this ourselves? We're just going to push a lot more of this stuff to you. So it's really exciting.
That's great. It is very exciting. And Buff, we're just about out of time here, but before we sign off, is there anything else that you'd like to add? Anything we may have missed today?
Well, I would like to say, you know, I believe that there's so much value in this. I believe that, you know, going from, you know, we've talked a lot about big data, but there's real personal impact to having data available. You know, I had an incident when I had cancer in 2010 where an incorrect part of one of my ribs was removed for a resection, because a scan didn't get to a doctor in time. And, you know, you look at these things and we say, in this day and age with the technology you have, why aren't we solving these problems? And I believe that the answer's out there, so I'm really passionate about it. So thanks for the opportunity to talk.
Absolutely, and thank you for the time. And for all of our listeners, you just heard our very first Rosetta Health podcast series interview, and we were fortunate enough to speak with Buff Kolchagoff, CEO of Rosetta Health, about his recent article for HIE Answers, and really much more, really about the future of health data exchange. And Buff, thanks for your time today.
No, thanks for having me.